I am popping into your feed today to tell you that I was on a podcast. A while back now, but things have been a little mad, so I'm only sharing it with you now. Something Shifted with Sean Lewis is actually one of my favorite podcasts, so it was pretty cool to be on it and share a little bit more about my own life and what makes me, well, me. You'll hear a teaser from the episode here, and if you'd like to listen to the rest or listen to more stories from Something Shifted, which are even more incredible than mine, definitely check out Something Shifted. I'll leave a link in the show notes.
Hey, how's it going? My name is Sean, and this is Something Shifted. Today's story belongs to Nicole.
As a child, you don't actually have to be told something's a secret for that shame to sort of coach you and you to know that if you repeat it outside the house, that would be bad not only for you, but for the entire family.
That's next. As we were making this season of Something Shifted, we put together a music playlist for ourselves. It's packed with songs that make me and Rue feel a little less lonely and a lot more empowered. One of our favorite refrains to belt out loud when things get hairy is Taylor Swift's I Can Do It With a Broken Heart. I'm a real tough kid, I can handle my shit. Anyways, that's the thing about lifequakes. Surviving them makes you tough, and when other people see your toughness and admire it, they respond with, you're so resilient, and I don't know how you do it.
Every time I had an interview, I would get, firstly, why did you choose true crime? And secondly, doesn't this affect you negatively psychologically? How do you sleep at night?
If you recognize this voice, it's probably because you listen to True Crime South Africa. That's Nicole's podcast. Nicole is a storyteller and a story crafter. And in addition to her podcast, she's authored 4 books on true crime, including Samurai Sword Murder, the Morne Haramsa story, and Sizzlers. Plus, she creates companion podcasts for true crime shows and movies. Nicole's livelihood is crafting stories out of dark material. So naturally, many people want to know, how does she sleep at night?
And the first few times people said that, it was like such a strange question to me because I just thought to myself, what do you mean? And that really started to weigh on my mind. At one point I thought to myself, am I actually like a little bit psychopathic? Why am I able to do this? I mean, what I do is pretty taxing. It's really horrible stuff every single day.
It's easy to assume that Nicole must be a real tough kid, considering that she's able to deal with true crime stories day in and day out. And that was partly what Nicole told herself, part of how she made sense of her own story.
Some of it was character, sure. Part of it that was character was the part that had taken me down a relatively straight and narrow road rather than the road I could have taken from where I started.
So let's go where Nicole started. Nicole's story begins with a mom and a dad and 2 older siblings, 10 and 12 years older, to be exact.
I'm a lot lummicky, or a mistake, as my mom likes to quite bluntly say. I clearly remember moving through even my young childhood knowing that she was pretty much all mothered out by the time I came along. My older sibling had been a relatively well-behaved child, middle sibling not so much.
And Nicole was about 6 years old when her parents divorced.
You know, almost all of my family members had a substance use disorder to some extent. And my dad was certainly on the further end of that, alcoholic as well as using drugs at times. My dad was very much a phantom and had moved sort of in and out of my life and been on the periphery at times, other times disappeared for years at a time.
As Nicole was growing up, she started making sense of the world around her, and a couple of things became very clear. Firstly, some stories are not to be shared outside the family.
And that idea of we keep things behind closed doors was certainly very well drummed into me by that point. I think it's interesting, as a child, you don't actually have to be told something's a secret for that shame to, or that implied shame rather, to sort of coach you and you to know that if you repeat it outside the house, that would be bad not only for you, but for the entire family. And I think it's that insidiousness of secrets that you can almost be born sensing that environment and knowing that you have to play a role in keeping those secrets going for your own survival, because that's really what it is when you're a child.
Secondly, Nicole figured out that she would have to be the hero of her own story. It felt like her mom was just going through the motions by the time she had to parent Nicole. Sure, Nicole was loved, but it was as if there was just enough mom left to meet her physical needs and nothing more. Go on, subscribe to Something Shifted now and never miss a human-centered story. You can find the rest of this episode and a whole lot more at somethingshifted.co.za.